Well, I want to welcome y'all here. As I was thinking about sharing tonight and what we're sharing about, I was reminded of a time several years ago. We were actually attending a fairly large church, and it was not uncommon for service to fill up and seats to be very scarce. And I served on the ushering team, and I remembered the head usher on the shift that I was on, the service that I was on. His name was Harry Butts. And, okay, I mean, really.
I want to be a fool like that.
Thank you. You did it. That's awesome. So Harry was the lead usher, and it was not uncommon for the pastor to see seats down in the front that the ushers couldn't see from the back. And so, you know, he would sometimes, right as the service was going, would motion or call out, you know, "Paul, come on, you know, there's two down here," or whatever. And I remember this one Sunday, it was packed out, and it looked like, by all indications, that there was nobody, no seats available anywhere. And these two ladies, obviously visitors, came walking in the back door, and Harry was always on the ball to greet whoever was there. And he ran up, and he looked a little bit nervous because he knew that there were no seats, and the pastor caught his eye and saw what was going on and knew that there was two seats right down in the front row. And from the altar, he looked back in the back, and he said, "Would the two ladies with hairy butts please come down to the front?" And both of them got turned around and left. And so we don't have, you know, obviously we've got a few seats here, so we don't have that.
Is this a true story?
Huh?
No, this is not.
Of course it's a true story. Bridget, it's a segue. Thank you. So that was not very honoring in that situation. And we're talking about honor tonight. So as we, I'm going to pay for that one, right? Later?
It's recorded.
Okay. So just to kind of recap, what we're doing is we're continuing on Thursday nights to talk about the seven pillars of Hope Fellowship. And so we're taking a couple of weeks for each one. And right now we're in the middle of that. And tonight we're going to talk about honor. And so, as most everybody knows, Mike and Celia are being honored right now. They're on a vacation in much-needed vacation in Colorado. So, it's so tonight. Just looking at the ministry time and the communion, and I'm like the third guy in the relay that, you know, takes the baton. And I was thinking, you know, in that show, the 80s show, the A-Team, not the movie, but the one with Mr. T and the other dude, and he would always say, "I love it when a plan comes together." Do y'all remember that part? So Hannibal, yeah. So I was thinking, I love it when a plan comes together, because what Coley shared and what you guys shared was so in line with what I felt like God was putting on my heart about honor. And so First, we'll kind of talk about, for the first 30 minutes or so, we'll talk about what honor is. Just kidding. I'm not going to go that long. So, there's my... Here. Thank you. That's good. If I can get my notes laid out, I need a bigger desk here. Huh? Yeah, I do. I'd need a second podium. Well, I can't find the one that I'm looking. Oh, here we go. There it is. So what is honor? Honor describes how people in a society view each other. If I was to ask most of you to think of a scripture in the Bible, even people that aren't that knowledgeable of the Bible, and I said, what's a scripture that talks about honor? Honor your father and mother? That's probably what most people would throw out there. What we're talking about is, with honor, is how we view each other. That's what I want to focus on tonight, is how we view each other as believers, as fellow Christians, as part of the body and the church. And one of the ways that we do that is through what we did earlier, which was being sensitive to the Holy Spirit, not coming and going through a list of things that we have to accomplish tonight, but knowing that the Holy Spirit wants us to wait for a minute, pray for each other, find out what the needs are that are going on with each other, and actually function as God wants us to function as a body. So the literal word, the root word, kabod, that's for honor, means heavy or weighty. So figuratively, what we're talking about is to see somebody as being, giving them weight, giving them weight. So that's kind of what honor is that we're talking about, is how we do that as a body together. Why is that important? Well, in 1 Peter 2:17, you can turn there if you want to, but I'll read it to you real quick. It says, honor all people, love the brotherhood, and fear God, honor the king. It says, honor all people. Doesn't say, honor the people that deserve it, or honor the people that you think deserve it, or honor the people that honor you first. It doesn't say that. It says, honor all people. So we're called as Christians to, Peter was writing that letter to Christians, and they were all kind of scattered out everywhere, and they were getting beat up and persecuted for their beliefs. They were kind of living in a world like we live in right now, where maybe, you know, it's not, it's your workplace. Maybe it's not real easy to be a believer. Maybe you get persecuted for that. Maybe it's really easy. Well, this is a situation that they were dealing with, the Christians back then. And so this is what Peter was telling them, honor all people. So it's important that we do that. In Romans 12:10, it tells us, be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor, giving preference to one another. So we have to prefer one another. That's part of honor. A lot of people have heard it said that respect is something that you earn, or honor is something that you earn, or love is something that you earn from other people, and indicating that you've got to do something to receive it. Well, clearly it's telling us here in regards to honor that that's not the case. We are to honor other people, and we are to prefer them regardless of whether or not we're honored or we're preferred. So we look around, we can look in relationships, we can see people in or out of church, people that are in your neighborhood or in your job, broken relationships, churches that are split, leaderships that split over different things. And why does this happen? I mean, if we're believers, why is it still that these things can happen to us? Well, part of the reason could be that we don't really... Did you put that there? Oh, thanks.
She handed it to you, by the way. You put it down.
Wow. We don't really understand what honor looks like. So in thank you, that's good, I like that. when I stop or stumble. You know, if you ever get a chance to get up and speak in front of people, you'll realize that there's one really important thing is, like, as I look, I'm actually making eye contact with everybody. And it's really nice whenever, like, it's like a smile. It's like, it's just so pleasing when you hit somebody's face and you see this look on there, like, you know, even if it's just a lie. Because I don't know that it's a lie, but... This is a good example, seriously, this is a good example of what we want honor to look like at Hope Fellowship, okay? It's Mike and Celia going out of town, and then Mike asking me, hey, will you get up and share on honor? And me feeling very unworthy to be able to do that, but Mike seeing something in me that I don't even see in myself and says, you can do it. You can do it, you know? Praying for each other when maybe that's something that you've never done before, and knowing that God wants to move through us as believers to minister to each other. I mean, that's what we're talking about in honor. And so that's why it may not seem like it really flowed to y'all like it did in my mind when I was seeing all that go on, but that's really what I felt like the Lord was speaking to me was, is that if the goal is to sustain supernatural, this was part of what I was thinking, supernatural lifestyle where signs and wonders follow us, and that's what we talked about, I mean, that's what we're doing, signs and wonders. We're praying for miracles to happen, signs and wonders here tonight. If that's the goal as believers, then it's totally dependent on our lives and our true identity as sons and daughters of God. Okay, well, if our true identity is what people project on us or what we, what, you know, I have sin in my life, so all of a sudden, I'm not worthy of honor, okay? I did something today that if y'all knew I did it, you wouldn't want me up here sharing tonight. I wouldn't be worthy to speak to y'all because of the sin, right? So that's not how we honor each other, because see, we've all got that baggage. I've got things in my past that if y'all knew I had it, okay, you would think, wow, I'm not sure I can receive from this guy. But I bet you that each one of y'all too, though, see, and that's what we have to do, is we have to look past those things as sons and daughters, and as brothers and sisters and believers in Christ, we have to, in spite of that, we have to look inside and we have to see what God sees, because He doesn't make junk, and we have to see that. We have to see something in each other. I got to see something in Jason that he doesn't even see in himself, so that when the time comes, I can encourage him, honor him beyond what he even knows or believes that he's able to do. Okay? And that's the point. We're all part of the same body. We all function in different roles, okay? One of the biggest ways that we shut down honor is to protect the rules. And that's one of the things that we're reading in the book, The Culture of Honor, the Danny Silk book, is we try to protect the rules. And by the rules, it's what a lot of us have grown up with in denominations, in Christianity, is you don't do these things over here. And if you don't do these things over here, then you're doing pretty good. You don't smoke, you don't drink, you don't go to movies, you don't go to dances, boys and girls don't swim together, you know. I'm not going to go there. That would give away what I grew up in. I'm just kidding. But those are the rules that we're trying to protect. And we can say all day that we're not trying to do it, but think about when we see sin in somebody else's life, and it may not be one of those six or eight right there, but what is it, you know? Did their kid do something? Did their kid hit your kid in the nursery? And all of a sudden you're like, man, they don't even know how to parent their kid, you know? I mean, come on, they're like, he's up there talking and his kid's back there wailing on my kid and, you know, doesn't even know how to raise a kid. I mean, what is it? It's going to be something, right? So we're trying to protect the relationship with the rules that Jesus came to die on the cross to set us free, okay? In 1 John 2, 1, I'm going to try to turn there real quick. Oh, I'm already there. It says, my little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, it's like, sin these so you won't sin. But if you do, we have an advocate with the Father. Are you supposed to insert your name there? It's not me. It's not you. We're not the advocates for somebody else. I'm not Jason's advocate to the Father. Right? And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he himself is the, here comes the big word, propitiation for our sins. And not only for ours, but also the whole world. Okay? So, that's not, Jesus was the one that was the advocate to the Father, okay? We honor each other. It doesn't mean that we're not going to help to correct or we're not going to overlook sin in somebody's life, but what is the objective, you know? Bill Johnson heard him say that if when you go to correct somebody, if it doesn't hurt you, then don't do it. It's almost like spanking your kid, you know, and I'll admit there were times when they were younger and even now when I spank them and it really does hurt my heart. I mean, it's just so difficult. There's other times when I'm like, boy, you know, I have a 5-year-old, he's the youngest, and then 4 older daughters, you know, so there's definitely times where I spank them or discipline them out of anger, because I shouldn't, okay? If you go to somebody to correct, if you feel like God's put that on your heart, if it doesn't hurt you to do that, if you don't feel like, oh gosh, it's an overwhelming sense of love, compassion, and honor that we have to have for each other before we go do that. It's not about, you did this and I want you to change because you broke one of the rules, you know? That's not what we're talking about with honor. And the thing that's so important is that when we don't honor each other, you know, it's like, okay, we talked about what it is, why we need to do that. Why? The thing is, if we don't do that and God calls us out in the middle of a service and says, go pray for that dude over there. Well, yesterday that dude did this and I'm still a little tweaked off about it, you know. If we don't have honor in our life as a toward each other, as a lifestyle, as a way that we actually conduct, it doesn't mean that we're not going to get upset or whatever, but the foundation that we have is to honor everyone. That's what the first scripture that I read was, honor everybody, right? That has to be what we look at, that we have to see in them what they don't see in themselves and know what the issues are, because there's always an issue. There's always an underlying issue. You know, Danny Silk was talking about a rattlesnake. So if a rattlesnake was to come up and curl up right there at Jason's feet and, you know, he's going to do the obvious thing. The rattlesnake is rearing back, getting ready to strike, and he's going to reach down, he's going to scoop it up, and he's going to cut the rattlers off. Because everybody knows that if it doesn't have a rattle, then it's not a rattlesnake, right? Well, of course not. I mean, but we do that in our relationships with people, though. We listen to the sound. We listen to what somebody's saying, and we allow that to influence what we believe to be true, not what's actually going on, not what's going on in their head or their heart, but because, you know, we're real good about saying, well, today I flipped somebody off in traffic, you know. Well, that's what I said. Well, what's the real issue? What's really going on in my heart to cause me to do that, you know, because, you know, well, that was wrong, brother. You shouldn't have done that, you know, and it's okay. I still love you. That's the easy thing, and that's what you heard me say was I did this, but what's really going on in my heart? You know, don't cut the rattle off. That's not the problem. That's not what's going to kill you. That's not what's going to bite you. It's what's going on inside, right? I feel like I should ask for questions, but that's really all I have. And I just really want to encourage us as a body, and you know, I know that we've heard it said a lot. I've said it a lot, and it seems like a common theme, and I believe it is with Hope Fellowship, is that we're so diverse in our backgrounds, and we bring a lot of junk in that we've had in our past, and we have to really be purposeful in honoring each other, looking past that into each other's lives, and really honor each other so that we can be effective at what the Lord wants us to do here as a body. Because it's going to happen. The scripture tells us it's going to happen. If there's no ox in the stall, then the stall stays clean, right? But with the work of an ox comes the poo. So if there's stuff going on, manure. Is that a better word?
I like poo better.
Okay. Right? I mean, where there's work being done, there's stuff that's going to be generated that, you know, that's going to upset us. I mean, it's going to be messy. It's going to be stinky. Okay? So I'm just telling you now, it's going to happen eventually, and it may not happen in Hope Fellowship. I know that there's a lot of people here from other churches, and it will happen. It will happen in relationships. It doesn't even have to be in church with coworkers. It's going to happen. The closer you get to each other, whether you're dating somebody, I mean, it's all, you know, peaches and cream right up front, but as soon as you get to know each other a little bit more, it's like, wow, I didn't see that coming. The closer you get, it's going to happen. And so we have to know that and just really guard against that by honoring each other in a godly way. So I just want to close by praying that as we move forward, that we would be able to really have that as a foundation, and it is a foundation. It's one of the seven pillars that that we're honing out for Hope Fellowship. It's what one of the seven that Mike felt like God said, these are the pillars that this church will be built on. Okay, so I encourage you really to continue to pray and meditate on the word, on honor, and see what God will do, what he will reveal through that in the coming weeks. So, Lord, we just thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you that you love us. Pray that you would just take this word and just penetrate it, Lord, into our hearts. I pray, Lord, that where I've come short of being able to fully speak your mind, Lord, that you would just do a work through your Holy Spirit, Lord, that you would continue, Lord, just to marinate the word, on our hearts, Lord. I pray that you would, your Holy Spirit would just show us when we're not honoring each other, Lord. I pray that you would just prick our hearts, Lord, when we're trying to protect the rules, when we see something in somebody and they've offended us because they've broken a rule, Lord. I pray that we would just really know in our mind, that we would sense it in our heart, Lord, what it is that you have in store for that person, and that's how we would see them, Lord, and be reconciled to a right relationship with you, with your Son, Jesus. We ask all these things in your name. Amen.